Hello, hello, and welcome to the Next Level Loan Officers Podcast, the number one podcast for loan officers by loan officers.
With real originators in the trenches, just like you, every single day.
If they can go there, how come I can't go there? Well, you can.
Like, if you don't water your plants, you don't have future crops. You can't feed your family. You can't make a living. This is watering your crops.
You have to find your community and you have to dig in.
If it wasn't for you guys, I can tell you, probably my trajectory would have been a completely different one.
We'll see you on the next Next Level Loan Officers Podcast.
Welcome to another edition of the Next Level Podcast. I'm here with a couple of my best buds for different reasons, Sean and Kyle. And I'm excited about this episode. But before we get into it, just a quick reminder that this month inside the Next Level community, it's all about AI. We actually designed the next 12 months of trainings and teachings and calls so that we were super intentional with everything we bring to you inside the community. And so if you're a Next Level member, you're going to get four calls over the next four Wednesdays all about AI. And there'll be an emphasis in everything we do about AI because it's super important. And there's every month will be just like that. So I'm super excited. If you have any questions, you want to sign up, just go to becomenl.com and you can join and jump right in. Guys, let's get into it.
Let's go. So we tried to do this on Marketing Church last week, and
listen, just be honest. You can be honest. I was not visible, and that was, and no one complained. You can say it. You can say that.
You know,
it's the best Marketing Church ever.
It's weird that we did it for 12 minutes or so, and not a single person. I had multiple people that are like, "Bro, that call was so good." None of them.
None.
Mentioned that one of the screens was black.
Which
I blame our people.
Do you blame our people, or does that mean that they were compressing time and they were listening, but they weren't watching?
Possibly.
Us?
Yeah. I think a I'd ton like of content to think is consumed.
I'd like to think that's the reason.
Yeah. So nonetheless, here we are. And the benefit of this, Shane, is maybe all along, you know, whether we're going to call it God or the universe wanted Sean on this call.
I think they did.
Because he has a story that he said is good. We'll see. But here was the thought process last week as we jumped into this. That, guys, we're going to give you some nuggets right now that may be your favorite nuggets you've ever received, almost as good as Chick-fil-A, because it doesn't involve you posting anything to win on social media. Fair? Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to get into this because I know if people are like me, when I heard you say this to me, I'm like, I'm not going to post and I'm going to make money, generate engagement on social media. Like, I need to hear more because that just doesn't compute with what everybody else is saying right now in the marketplace.
So here's how this works. Think about the last time that you ran into a buddy out at the grocery store or at dinner. And you're like, what? No way. How are you doing? What are you up to these days? And then boom, y'all are in a business conversation as if you've been best friends for the last 20 years. We all have had that happen to us, and we just call it happenstance. And what I'm about to lay out, what we're about to discuss, is allowing this to happen over and over and over again on the internet. And so here's what this is. Social media is a two-way street. Most people use social media one way. They use it as their billboard for their benefit when they believe they need to show up for somebody. And so they're going to post at their cadence based on their needs. That's one way of using social media. Here's the problem. All the platforms, they've been doing a better job of the algorithm looking for people that are using one-way streets and getting rid of their engagement because they don't want social media to be a one-way platform. They want social media to be a two-way platform, which means we're putting stuff out there, but we're also putting things on others' content. And so the strategy here is, how often are you engaging with your people's content? Because if you're like me, I do a lot of window shopping on social. And so like today's Sean's birthday. Sean, happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And so I will see the posts on social and I might even heart it. And I'll think, man, I hope Sean gets spoiled today. I hope Sean's boys are extra nice to him today. I hope the steak that he cooks for himself tonight is going to be delicious. But I don't actually stop long enough to say it. When if I would and go, bro, you better tell me later, like, what the boys get you for your birthday. That's creating a desire for you to now have to talk back to me. And now you're telling the algorithm, hey, algorithm, I really like Kyle. I want to see Kyle's stuff more often. Because that's what people comment on each other's stuff for, right? So that's the premise to this. Does that make sense?
Well, and I think what's really important is for far too long now, we've been told that what matters, what generates revenue is the engagement you get on the content you create.
Right.
And that content is only what you post. When right. What you're actually describing is your engagement with somebody else's post, happy birthday, Sean, on Sean's birthday post is content.
Yeah.
It's far more engaging to Sean because there's this human philosophy that people care more about themselves in many areas than they do others, whether they know it, feel it, or say it. And you saying happy birthday to Sean is going to impact Sean more than you posting about creating content on social media
Bingo.
On Sean's birthday. And so what we talked about on the marketing church that wasn't was what if, to your point, we didn't create traditional content, which is a post, a video, an image with a story, but we created content through engaging with other people. And what if that was the only thing you did for a period of time?
Yeah.
Well, I think when you look at how, like, look at your post, anybody listening to this podcast or watching us on YouTube, think about the posts you're making and all the people that engage with them. Like, a lot of times, you know, I've got somebody who I know that lives in Australia that is engaging with my posts. Great. No Bro, benefit to me in my business if that's what I'm doing, or I got somebody in Maryland or somewhere else. But like, if you're actually going to the, you know, businesses that you're targeting, the HR person that if you get in, you're going to get a bunch of leads, the realtor, the financial planner, whatever your business is, that if you're going and targeting those people and engaging with them, it changes. And like, so I have a little story. So there's this realtor.
Why am I nervous right now?
I am too. I was almost going to say, do we need like the bleep button? Like, I am nervous too.
I'm going to cuss a little. I'm going to say 1 3-letter word.
Okay.
And, so this one, I had to like pull up her post because I wanted to put it on here. Like she's a badass. She owns a successful brokerage. She is a bodybuilder. And like, if you looked at her, you'd want her on your team. And if you were going down a dark alley, you'd be like, I hope she's not going to rip my head off because like, she's just a boss in what she does. She's super put together online. And so like, you know, she's got it going on. And so she made this post this morning about being a little bit vulnerable and talking about, hey, you know, like, this is how you see me. You see me with my successful business. You see me in the suits that I wear. You see me working out of the gym. You see this success that I'm having. You know, you don't see the 70 hours a week that I've been working for the last 10 years. You don't see what I've done in self-improvement. You don't see the books I've read and the courses that I've done. And you don't see that, like, I'm actually really worried about what does my business look like in 3 months, 6 months, and 9 months from now. And so, I mean, I just made a very simple comment because on there, and I just told her she was inspiring. And so she replied back to that comment and was like, you know, you're probably the only person who actually read the whole post. So again, she was vulnerable again there. So I call her and I was just like, hey, like, you know, you're First, I asked her if, like, I could just be incredibly real with her.
You asked her out.
And she gave me permission. And I used a few other expletives that I will not say here, but I was just like, hey, like, you're a badass. Like, it was like, you know, who that, whatever are you? And like, what is this weak stuff that you're like, you're saying on here that I'm the only person who would do something like that? Because I just kind of wanted to reframe, you know, who she is and the work that she's put in, because in like everything that I know about her, she's super successful. She's no different than any of us. We all have doubts. We all have fears. We all worry about these things. But as you know, you guys are talking about on here, I made a one word comment that she then replied to. And then I was able to, from there, have a really great phone call with her. That is going to be more beneficial. I didn't do it for any other reason than like, I respect her and she's cool. And I wanted to help her reframe some of her thoughts. But like, if you do things like that, you're going to have a substantial amount more success than getting a video that says, hey, look at me, you're getting a million likes on something, because that's not what creates relationships and it's not what makes people remember you.
That was actually a really good story that like perfectly tied into the conversation we're having.
Yeah. Well, it's,
dude, you need to wear lavender more often. I think it just gives you clarity.
Is so that good? Is that lavender or is that like fuchsia?
We talked offline and pretty much determined that it's lavender. It may look fuchsia-ish on.
It's on the purple screen. Spectrum.
I mean, yeah. Like, so, are you impressed that I know what fuchsia is first and foremost?
Well, it's lavender and you called it fuchsia, do you really know what fuchsia is? But even having that word in your vocabulary is an impressive word for a fireman.
Yeah.
Right? Like it's very impressive. So let's get back to business for a sec. Like here's why I love that story so much, Sean. And here's why I think we overcomplicate what social media is. What that woman said to you without saying it is, thank you for seeing me. Because sometimes I think I'm putting in all this effort and no one cares. Or all people see are my muscles because I'm into bodybuilding. Or all people see is my success because I'm good in business. And I just want people to see me as a human being. And that's what I love. There's a quote that I use a lot in my talks by a woman named Dr. Lori Buchanan, who says, when we listen, which is what you did through her post, when we listen, we hear people into existence. And boys, I'm here to tell you, when we remind people that they exist and that they matter, they will never stop coming back. They'll never stop coming back. There's so many realtors and lenders out there that are like, oh, I always take cookies by people and I always take this and I always take that and I always and I always and I always. And it's like, dude, just stop and ask a question. Pay attention. Lend a compliment. And we do this naturally in person, I think, better than we do on the internet. But on the internet, we can do it at scale. Because I could leave 50 comments today that simply remind people that I hear you, I see you, and I'm on your team.
You know, Kyle, it really goes back to like asking deep questions. Like one of the things that I think everybody's so afraid to do, everybody's so afraid they're stepping on somebody's toes. I had a buddy and it's something I read in a book and I've been using it recently when people have some kind of tragedy in their life. But I had a buddy, his dad passed away. And like, usually like when somebody talks about your family member passing away, it's like, oh, I'm really sorry. So how about the game? Like, you know, because like, it's uncomfortable to talk about it.
Yeah.
And so like, whenever somebody has something trying like that, like instead of shifting the subject, like if they just told you their father passed away, that they're probably pretty open to talking about their father. Or, you know, I recently, lost a friend to some bad cancer. And like, I would just ask him questions about it because like, he was dying. Like it wasn't, there was no coming back from where he was. And so like, when somebody's dad passes away, instead of being like, you know, oh, here's the game or here's something else, or ooh, I'm just so sorry, I'm like, tell me about your dad.
Yeah. Like,
because they want to open up and, you know, there's probably some good stories that they have or something, you know, that they can tell you that's actually going to make them feel a whole lot better. And you can actually be there for them in those situations.
Well, so, I want to add another layer to this because what you just described, I had a very similar experience. I had a friend pass away from cancer and I was at his house sitting with him. And I asked a question, not for me, but for him. I said, dude, how are you doing? Right. And I said, this has got to just be like the hardest thing you've ever gone through in your life. And he took a huge breath and it was such a relief and he started crying and I'm almost crying just thinking about it. But what you described and what I experienced is when you ask a question for somebody else's benefit, not your own.
It's good.
And what everyone does on social is they create a post so that everyone looks at them. It pays attention to them, gives them money. They comment because they want that agent to like what they say so that the agent will give them money. But what you talked about and what I've experienced, we've all experienced is what if you just engaged with people solely for their benefit? What would actually happen to you and what benefit would you receive? And Kyle, you briefly mentioned it, but the challenge that we talked about briefly on the call that wasn't a call, that we're doubling down on today, is what if for 30 days or what if for a week, what if for an extended period of time, anytime on your phone, anytime on your computer, you opened up Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, whatever platform you're on, and everything you saw on your screen, you couldn't scroll past without leaving an engaging, thoughtful, selfless comment.
Or, do you remember the or?
Or, you had to unfriend
them. If you don't love them enough to leave a comment, then what's the benefit of them even taking up space in your timeline?
Because here's the deal. You don't need 5,000 people capped out on your friends list to make $5,000 from an engagement.
Right.
You could have 50 people. Yep. And if every time you pulled out your phone, instead of using social media to numb your reality, you use social media to enhance somebody else's reality, you will make more money.
100%.
And so the challenge was, what if you took 5 minutes, five times a day to engage? And I posted a story while you were talking, Sean. So that was the noise in the background. Sorry, Kyle. It's the difference between lowercase engagement and uppercase capital engagement. It's engagement. What if you engaged with other people for their benefit for five minutes, five times a day? And you couldn't scroll past anyone. How much would you benefit from benefiting other people?
So good. Wait, think about, like, I've always seen real estate people. I'm sure mortgage people do it too. But I'd always walk into offices and like they'd be in their power hour, you know, where like they dial for an hour straight calling people. And like what you're ultimately describing, like I'm looking at like a social media power hour, where you just dedicate time to just serving your people in the comments of their post. That's it. And what's cool, so like here's where, so first, can we celebrate Sean like being on here with the two marketing guys?
Love it, man.
And he like unbelievably held his own and brought value to the marketing conversation.
I love it.
So well done, birthday boy. But where you could have, right? If we're always open to critique.
Yeah.
So what you did was incredibly beneficial between you and her. But if you would have chose to be a little bit more thoughtful in your comment, it may have also been beneficial to people that know her. And she may have realtor friends that through the thoughtfulness of your comment, they go, I've known Sean for forever, but like I've never really given him any deals, but I love the heart behind that comment. I'm going to go see if Sean wants to get coffee. Right. So that's you did enough to win, which is awesome.
So it's interesting because, so I actually was, I was typing. I may have like three sentences typed on in response to what she said. And I just, and I was thinking about her though. And I just felt the call was more impactful.
And you're allowed to do that, right? Like we guys, but, this has to be fun. If this just becomes something, it's like, okay, I'll do it. Like you should get to pick and choose the people that you say something that only benefits them. Or you comment an inside joke that only they're going to get. There's nothing wrong with that. But there, it's the bottom line to me is that we're just leaving so much low-hanging fruit on the table on social media. And we're letting idiots convince people that the answer is more leads. More leads. I know you're lean right now. I know the industry's rough and you've made less in the last 18 months than ever before, but the answer is buying more leads. So you can chase more strangers that don't want to talk to you. And it's like, holy crap, guys, just slow down for 25 minutes a day and go love your people.
The average online lead, they say, and they being the people selling those leads, say they convert at 2% or less.
And I think you're actually in the elite of the elite if you convert at 2%.
You probably are, but let's just take them at face value.
Sure.
Do you not think that if you spent five strategic 5-minute sessions each day to engage with people through the things that they share that are meaningful to them, with meaningful comments that bless and benefit them, do you think you're going to convert for business at a higher percentage than 2%?
All right, guys. So here's what I'm going to do.
1,000,000%.
There's probably a whole bunch of people on here that are going to agree with me right now, but I don't do a good enough job of engaging with people on.
Yeah, I don't either.
I can't say I'm going to do it 5 minutes, five times a day.
Son of a. But what? I mean, like Sean, you have.
Dude, I'm just telling you, I'm going to engage significantly more.
He didn't mean that, guys.
Than I have.
Guys, he meant five times for 5 minutes. That's what he meant. So we practiced this beforehand.
We're gonna talk about this again, and we're gonna talk about some results that I'm getting from doing this.
I love it.
Yeah. So let's all commit to this, and listeners, pro members, like. And let's come back 4 weeks from now and let's have a results show and tell the success stories that came from not posting, not recording a video, engaging other people where they're at.
I love it.
What I think is going to happen as a byproduct of this, the engagements that I get on the things that I'm posting are going to be more sincere and go up significantly as well too.
Absolutely.
The byproduct of doing good things is typically that good things happen to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's not why you do it, but that's just the way nature designed and intended things to happen, right? Well, guys, I think the results, I'm excited to see where they go. I mean, we should probably put some sort of a friendly wager on who's going to, I don't even know what that
would be. I'm going to close more loans than Kyle.
Yeah, I'm going to close more loans. I probably won't, but I'll refer more deals to my team than Kyle will to his mortgage team. Listen, this conversation takes place every day inside the Next Level community.
Yeah.
We are constantly engaging with our members to bless and support and teach and train and enable them. And if you're not inside that community, you should be. For the price of less than one loan a year, you get your entire year's membership. For 1/50th of the revenue from one loan, you get your monthly membership. We've made the cost so insignificant that can't be the reason you're not engaged.
Yeah.
Right. And so it's easy to do it. You can just join at becomenl.com. And we would love to see you on the other side. Again, March is all about AI. And we didn't talk about AI on the show, but like, there's no better intelligence than what we just talked about. Loving on people, doing it. And then when you need to create your own content posts, you're going to find out on this Wednesday's call some phenomenal ways to do that on next Wednesday's call. And for the rest of the month, I'm excited for it. We've got an incredible call tomorrow, the Marketing Church. Where I will be on camera for those who actually want to see me, and I won't be a black box. And then we got an incredible call with an incredible guest who is a, like, I don't, how do you even describe Jonathan?
He's
to
the
those
white
that
beard.
Don't know him.
He's the white beard of AI.
The white beard of AI. So, you know, one thing that we really made a hard shift and pivot on was, you know, coaching groups inside of the mortgage space have mortgage professionals who become minor league experts on topics. And what we didn't want to do was bring AAA experts to you. We wanted to bring only major league experts. And Jonathan is a major league expert on AI.
Big time.
And I'm super excited about it. Guys, if you are in the, if inside the community, you have any questions, we will stay on for a few minutes and answer those questions now, live for our pro members. Otherwise, we'll see you on the next edition of the Next Level Podcast. Thanks, you guys.
Happy birthday, Sean.